All right, well, here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference with me is Bill Moore with Conger LP Gas. He talked a lot about propane and propane use, particularly in the peanut growers industry. First, tell me a little bit about Conger.
Conger is a family-owned business in South Georgia, been in business now over 20 years. We've got roughly 7,000 customers in South Georgia, so we're one of the largest independent gas dealers in South Georgia.
So what is new as far as propane is concerned?
Propane, as far as our market is concerned, it's probably twofold. One is the irrigation engines, which is one of the primary things that we've talked about here at the conference. And irrigation has been available now for over 100 years. Farmers are familiar with irrigation, but they had lost favor as diesel prices dropped years ago and the cost of fuel dropped. Well, it's kind of reversed itself now. With diesel running $3.50, $3.60 a gallon, propane now at $1.50 a gallon, the technology for the irrigation engines has let the engine prices drop down to where they're less than diesel. So it's a viable product now for a farmer with something that he's already used to.
And so you talked about doing conversions of the equipment?
That's correct. We also, our company is set up with a nationwide group called Alliance Autogas. And we partnered together. And what we do is we work with anybody that's got a fleet of vehicles, city governments, county governments, we do a lot of police departments, transit companies, and we convert their vehicles to run on propane. Again, yes, it's green, it's cleaner burning, so that's kind of the side benefit because they want to know up front, how much money am I going to save on my fuel cost? That's what we do, and they can save probably $2 a gallon in fuel costs, so that can add up quite significantly for a company that drives a lot of miles a year.
Well, and it's American-made, too, as you pointed out.
That's correct. 95% of our propane is produced right here in the United States.
And that's good news, too. Now, but can you do conversions for the irrigation equipment as well?
Only if it's a gas-burning engine. And most of the engines that are out now are either electric or diesel. So we can't convert a diesel to run on propane. But if that engine has to be replaced, you can't just go and buy they have what they call a Tier 4i. It's EPA regulations. So the new engines you have to buy have all the new burners on them. Minimum cost is $18,000. Well, my upfront cost on an identical engine is about $5,000 less. So you're saving the money up front, and then your fuel cost, again, is probably $2 a gallon less.
Well, how important is the peanut industry and their use of propane for your particular company?
Well, in South Georgia, we have a very large agricultural-related base and have for years. And over the years, whether it's peanut drying, feedstock drying, whether it's tobacco, we've had a lot of tobacco farmers come back. And so they've always dried with propane over the past few years. So it's people think of it as your gas grills. You think of it as your logs in the house. You know, but we've got water heaters and heating and now the irrigation and the vehicle. So we've added more of another line that kind of covers us year-round.
All right. Thank you very much. Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.